The scientific landscape this week offers some remarkable insights into both terrestrial medicine and marine biodiversity. The Cleveland Clinic study linking GLP-1 drugs to reduced cancer progression represents the kind of unexpected medical breakthrough that could transform treatment approaches for millions of patients. These drugs, originally developed for diabetes and later used for weight management, are now showing potential benefits that extend far beyond their original intended applications.
What's particularly significant about this GLP-1 research, Sarah, is how it illustrates the complex interconnections between metabolic health, immune function, and cancer biology. We're learning that drugs designed to regulate blood sugar and promote weight loss may also enhance the body's ability to fight cancerous cells, which suggests fundamental relationships between different disease processes that we're only beginning to understand.
The implications for pharmaceutical development and healthcare costs are profound. If GLP-1 drugs demonstrate consistent cancer prevention or treatment benefits, we could see a shift toward much broader prescription patterns, potentially making these medications standard preventive care rather than treatments for specific conditions. The economic impact on healthcare systems could be transformative.
Meanwhile, in marine science, the discovery of a golf ball-sized blue octopus off the Galapagos Islands reminds us how much biological diversity remains unexplored even in well-studied ecosystems. The Galapagos have been intensively researched since Darwin's time, yet new species discoveries continue, highlighting the gaps in our understanding of marine biodiversity.
This discovery is particularly interesting because octopuses are among the most intelligent invertebrates, with complex behavioral patterns and problem-solving capabilities. A new species in a unique environment like the Galapagos could provide insights into how intelligence evolves in different ecological contexts, especially given the isolation that has driven so much evolutionary innovation in these islands.
The size and coloration of this particular octopus also raise interesting questions about ecological niche specialization. Blue coloration in marine environments often serves specific functions, camouflage, warning signals, or mating displays, and understanding how this species uses its distinctive appearance could reveal broader principles about evolutionary adaptation in isolated environments.
These discoveries connect to larger questions about biodiversity conservation and climate change impacts on marine ecosystems. The Galapagos face increasing pressure from warming oceans, changing current patterns and human activity, so documenting current biodiversity becomes crucial for understanding what might be lost if environmental conditions continue changing.
The timing of this discovery is also significant because marine research capabilities are advancing rapidly. Better underwater robotics, improved genetic analysis techniques, and more sophisticated data collection methods are enabling scientists to explore previously inaccessible environments and identify species that might have been overlooked in earlier surveys.
From a conservation perspective, new species discoveries often complicate management decisions. Each newly identified species potentially requires habitat protection, behavioral study, and assessment of its role in local ecosystems. This particular octopus might have specific habitat requirements that aren't currently protected under existing conservation frameworks.
The broader pattern of scientific discovery we're seeing this week: unexpected medical benefits from existing drugs, new species in supposedly well-known environments, suggests that interdisciplinary research approaches are becoming increasingly valuable. The most important breakthroughs often occur at the intersection of different fields rather than within traditional disciplinary boundaries.
This connects to the quantum computing research we discussed earlier, where physicists challenged quantum supremacy claims using classical computing approaches. Scientific progress increasingly depends on researchers being willing to question established assumptions and apply techniques from different fields to long-standing problems.
The funding environment for this kind of research is also evolving. The White House approval of $9 billion for intelligence agency AI development shows how government priorities are shifting toward technologies with immediate national security applications. But basic scientific research on topics like marine biodiversity and pharmaceutical mechanisms often depends on different funding sources with longer time horizons.
University research institutions and private foundations play crucial roles in supporting the kind of exploratory work that leads to unexpected discoveries. The Cleveland Clinic study likely benefited from institutional support that allowed researchers to investigate secondary effects of well-known drugs, while marine research in the Galapagos depends on international cooperation and sustained funding commitments.
Looking ahead, these discoveries remind us that scientific innovation remains unpredictable despite increasingly sophisticated research methods and substantial funding commitments. The most transformative breakthroughs often emerge from careful observation and creative analysis rather than massive technological investments, though advanced tools certainly enable more thorough investigation once interesting phenomena are identified.
For policymakers and research administrators, this suggests the importance of maintaining support for basic research alongside targeted technology development. The GLP-1 cancer findings might never have emerged without researchers being curious about secondary effects. Just as the octopus discovery required scientists to look carefully at environments they thought they already understood completely.